Moncrief on News Talk.
With the all-new Dacia Duster. We've even impressed ourselves with this one.
Without a doubt, this is the kind of thing that would ruin your holiday. Claire Willis was on holiday in Turkey with her husband. She'd just come out of the shower and was drying herself when she heard a pop. The pop was her right eyeball. Claire, good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon.
You had problems before with your eyes. What kind of problems were they, Claire?
Actually, it's my left eye. It's not my right eye.
My apologies.
It's actually my left eye.
Yeah.
It's okay. Well, I've had a cornea graft when I was 18 that failed. I've had a number of abscesses on the eye, painful ones, you know, infections. I suffer with the lids, as in inverted lower growing eyelids. And the top one used to drop down as well, causing the eyelashes to touch the eyeball. I've had no end of surgery on the lids.
Oh, God.
Rectify it, you know. So I put lots of eye drops in all the time anyway, you know. So that is basically the underlying issue with that eye.
So if we go to this day in Turkey, you were coming out of the shower and you were just drying yourself as normal.
Yeah, I was getting ready to go see some Turkish friends. You know, we go every year to the same resort, you know, and I was just basically drying myself. I obviously brushed the left eye with the towel. But what is mystifying to even me is it was not even hard, but it did actually perforate the cornea. And obviously at the time, I thought, I've just poked myself in the eye, you know, I'll be okay. Mm. I'll take paracetamol, I'll carry on putting the eye drops in. It was painful. As time got on, it started to really, really hurt me. So
yeah, and when it first happened, did anything come out of your eye, or you know?
No, there was no pus. It was just watery. As the hours clocked on by, it was getting more watery, to be honest with you, you know. And obviously, because it's very sunny out in Turkey, but I did have my sunglasses on. The sun was eating it, to be honest with you, so that wouldn't have helped either.
Yeah, but when your husband Timothy saw the eye, did he go, oh, Claire, that looks serious?
He actually agreed with me because it was just a little bit pink at first. You know, you poked yourself in the eye, you know, it will be sore for a few days. Just carry on putting your eye drops in, because I normally put my eye drops in anyway, you know.
Yeah.
So everything will be fine. But yeah, it wasn't. It really wasn't fine.
And so when did you go and get the eye examined and find out what had happened?
It was the day after. We ended up staying in on that first night, which we've never done, because it was quite painful, you know. So a friend told us that if the pain continued, he would get us to Ahu Hetman, which is the Marmaris Hospital. And he did do that. And he got us to the hospital the morning after, where the Turkish doctor had told us, I've got a big hole in my cornea. And he says, you've perforated your cornea. He says, I'm not going to lie. He says, it's not a small owl. He says, it's a big owl. He says, your options are, you can go to Izmir in Turkey, which is 4 hours away, or fly home. And that was the best option, was to just completely lose the holiday and to come back to the UK.
Oh, dear. And when you got home then, what was the prognosis when they looked at the eye?
Well, the Turkish doctor put an eye patch over my eye, and he says nothing has to go in it, you know, was in my own eye drops. And so we actually arrived in the UK the morning after, very early, you know. My dad picked us up from the airport, took us to the hospital. And by the time I got into the North Staff Royal Infirmary, you know, the triage, he took the bandage off, and it was closed. It was just closed. And the doctor or the nurse in triage says you need to go up to the emergency eye clinic, which is in the same hospital. So we went straight up to there, and they literally had to pin me down to clamp my eye open. The pain was through the roof. The pain was just unreal. They needed to clamp my eye open because they needed to see what was going on.
Yeah.
And they actually said, you've not just got the hole in the cornea. This infection that's starting now has also really damaged your retina. And, you know, the doctor says to me, Claire, as things have gone with your eyes over the years, I'm not going to lie to you, it doesn't get any worse than this.
Oh, God.
And so the best thing, he did say, we don't think we can save the eye, you know, and I was like, oh, no. I was purely devastated. And they hospitalised me for 9 days. I was in the hospital putting my own eye drops, putting the eye drops in from the hospital every 2 hours into my own eyes, you know.
Mm.
The infection, it got a little bit better. It didn't totally go, you know. My eye was still yellow when they discharged me. And the pain had lessened as well. It wasn't as painful.
But essentially, were they saying to you now, Claire, that like that eye is gone?
That's right, yeah.
Oh, dear. And is it very rare that someone can do this amount of damage to their eye just by brushing, you know, lightly touching it with a towel?
I actually convinced myself that I was jinxed because it's just unreal. I thought, is it a jinx? Is it a sign? We're not supposed to be out there. Is God calling us back home for something? I thought I was jinxed, I really did, honestly, because it just doesn't happen in real life.
Yeah.
And my dad actually is the one who talked me into having amputation, you know, and I was like, I don't know about that. And he says, well, it'll be for the best. You'll have no more trouble with the eye whatsoever. And so that's what I went for, was amputation.
Right. Okay. So, and will they be putting it? Have they put in a prosthetic eye, or do you have to wait for a while?
The eye itself, because of all the trouble I've had with it over the years, it normally always takes a while for my eye to get over anything. And it was amputated about. I think it's coming up for 9 weeks. You know, it's definitely over 2 months.
Hmm.
And it's taken a while for the eye to not be as swollen and not be as sensitive, because there's like a prosthetic eye lens over my eye at the moment, protecting it, you know. But it's ready for the prosthetic eye lens now. I went to see my own consultant, I think it was Wednesday of this week, and she managed to take the shell in out of my eye and put it back in without me being in pain or screaming at her, you know.
Right.
She says, you're ready. You're ready for your lens. So I'm ready for it now.
Yeah. Okay. And has it changed? Is it difficult to negotiate the world now that you only have sight in one eye? Do you have to judge things differently?
You really do. Yeah. When I came to terms with I was having my eye amputated, I had the attitude that this is going to be so easy. Take my eye out, put a new one back in. We can go back on holiday. Everything will be fine, you know. But it has taken a lot of adjusting. It really has, you know.
God, you poor thing. An awful lot of our listeners here, Claire, are texting in their sympathy for you, but also your good humour about this. You're you know. You're not feeling sorry for yourself.
Wicked,
you're getting on with it.
Wicked. My sense of humour is absolutely wicked, honestly. Wicked. I have just got a cracking sense of humour, full stop.
Well, that's what gets you through, doesn't it? Have you been able to go back to work yet?
I went back to work 3 weeks after the amputation.
Right.
But I did give one of my jobs up.
Okay. Which one did you give up?
The school. I clean. That's what I do. I clean for a living. I clean for the council and I cleaned in the school. And I went to my council job. My council job is the job I've been working for over 20 years. And I wasn't leaving that one.
Yeah.
So I went for the school. I gave the school one up.
Okay. Is that just because it was just might be a bit too much for you at this point, or you were kind of...
It was very odd. It was... I mean, before it happened, I was very, very physically fit. Very physically fit.
Yeah.
And that job, even for me, it was odd, you know. So doing it with a weak body and with only one eye, I had to let it go. It just had to go. It did devastate me and I missed everyone, but it had to go.
Yeah. Well, Clary, wish you the very best and hope the whole replacement eye thing goes well. And thank you so much for speaking with us today. That's Claire Willis there.